seeing our brand and our logo.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
12 minutes after 9 o'clock, and what a beautiful morning. I never get tired of saying that. Summer-like weather in October. Welcome to the morning show here, the October 7th edition. Our Thursday talk around continues, and we are talking today about the Leech Public Library, one of our favorite places, and one of our favorite guests, Melissa Bakkenin. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
And you got a big event coming up here that that appeals to a lot of people, especially chocolate lovers.
We do. Actually, it's the Friends of the Library. It's their annual Chocolate Day and book sale, used book sale.
Okay.
And they run it annually every October, usually the second Thursday of October. So we're back.
Oh, man. That is so good to hear, because last year, because of COVID, like everybody else, you kind of had to take a break from chocolate. And I know a lot of people, too, were kind of upset with that. But, you know, what were you going to do? It was COVID and everybody else was kind of in the same boat. But, yeah, this year back bigger and stronger than ever.
Hopefully the people that miss chocolate took the time to make themselves some chocolate at home and say, hey, we'll be back next year.
Well, and I was typing up the news story to this the last time we talked last week, and I was just chocolate, and I thought, wait a minute, there's another part to this. There's a used book sale, too.
Yes.
The show you where my mind's at, and I think a lot of people, too.
We have an abundance of books going out on the main floor of the library next week.
So. Melissa, do you know how long chocolate's been going on?
From what I could find in records that I have at the library, I believe this will be the 39th year. Now, 38 because of last year, but it'll be the 38th.
So does that always coincide, too, with the used book sale?
Yes.
Do those always go hand in hand, too?
Yes, so. It has always.
And good response to this, too. This has grown into quite an event. You have a special guest joining you this morning.
I have Muriel Hedrick. She's the secretary for the Friends of the Library group.
Fantastic. Muriel, step up to the microphone and let's talk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Loving the bison apparel. I was telling you about that too. You're decked out in bison apparel. So definitely a fan, right?
Definitely.
All right.
Yes.
Well, tell us about Friends of the Library. What's going on?
Well, we're kind of a support group. Anybody can join. It's a whole $5 to join.
Wow.
Yeah.
So throughout the course of a year, what do Friends of the Library do?
Well, we kind of meet four times a year, but we have a special project we're taking on.
Okay.
There are 291 rolls of microfilm that we want to digitize so it can be brought up to date with our computer systems.
Okay.
We're working with a company, Advantage Preservation, I guess, so that 291 rolls is going to cost us almost $40,000 to digitize.
Wow. That much?
But,
okay.
Well, it's $135 a roll.
Okay. I was going to ask what the price was per roll.
Right, 135 a roll. So we're beginning with the oldest, which are pretty fragile at this point.
I bet.
And so more people are going to have access to these historical preservation of old newspapers. So the oldest are 1883 to 1900. There's 11 rolls right there. And we're kind of working with a grantor to kick us off.
Right.
And we also have some grant money coming from the North Dakota Library System.
Applying for it, right.
But anyway, that is going to be our ongoing project until we get it done. So any funding that we raise or anything is going to be going to this project. And this is rather important because Melissa tells me that, like, people traveling through in the summer months will come and look for historical data. Or we've got certain folks that are always looking for historical data. This way, I mean, you'd have to look through the whole newspaper.
Right.
When you digitize it, you can search for a specific article or a specific...
I'm sure even specific words. depending on what you're looking for. It can take you right to it.
This will also, when we get this digitized, will be on the North Dakota library system.
North Dakota.
Okay.
Advantage Archives webpage.
Okay.
And also our own webpage.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it'll just provide.
Right.
And, you know, we're just in the digital age.
Right.
So we need to move forward.
Coming up with, coming into the 21st century, definitely. Muriel, how was this decided? Where did this idea come from?
Well, Melissa suggested that we think about this one because, I mean, it's a very antiquated
right now,
process
right,
that we
sure.
have right now. And so the Friends of the Library, this is something that we work on projects to support the library.
Right.
That it doesn't come through their normal funding.
Okay. Good stuff. And if people want to know more about this, they'd like to contribute, who can they contact?
Oh, they can stop at the library. They will also, we have a secretary, but they can mail, or a treasurer, excuse me.
Sure.
But, you know, just becoming friends of the library, and we keep everybody connected digitally at home with emails and texts and all that.
And bringing the past, like I said, bringing the past into the 21st century, too, and going back to the 1800s, that is amazing.
Yes, yes. So I think this is an exciting project. Well, so any support we can get from the community is going to be wonderful.
Well, make me a promise that through this process, you'll come back and keep us updated.
And
we'll keep talking about this, okay?
That'll
definitely
be great. We will
worthwhile. Muriel, Melissa, so good to have you in here. And again, Chocolate Chocolate Event and used book sale coming up on
Thursday, October 14th,
folks. 12 to 5 at the library. Get that on your calendars, folks. It is 9:18. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
The Voice of the Valley, KBMW. He plays guitar.